Senate delays Crypto Clarity Act vote until after summer recess. The Senate will not vote on the Clarity Act before its summer recess, according to a Breaking Post from Coin Bureau on August 7, 2026. Recess begins this week, so the delay removes crypto's most advanced market structure bill from the floor calendar for the length of the break. A vote was expected before members left Washington. Now it waits until they return. The bill sorts digital assets between the SEC and the CFTC and sets rules for how tokens can be sold and traded in the U.S. Backers have called it the industry's best legislative opening of the session. Missing the pre-recess window does not kill it, but it resets the clock on a bill that supporters had been trying to move quickly. A stall, not a defeat. Nothing in the delay changes the text of the bill. It changes the timing, and timing is where legislation often dies by attrition rather than by an up or down vote. Every week, the Clarity Act sits idle as a week for opponents to sharpen amendments, line up witnesses, and pull undecided senators in their direction. Senator Elizabeth Warren gave a preview of that pressure. She said she supports crypto legislation, but not this bill, describing it as written by the crypto industry to protect and advance the crypto industry. That framing is the argument critics will carry into the fall, that the bill hands the sector favorable ground rules rather than tightening oversight. Supporters counter that a clear split between securities and commodities regulators is exactly what U.S. firms have asked for since the last cycle of enforcement actions. The market did not flinch. Price action stayed flat through the news. As of August 7, 2026, Bitcoin traded around $64,282, down 0.3% on the day, with Ether near $1,900 and XRP at 1.03. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 38 in fear territory. Traders had largely priced in a slow legislative path, so a delay that many expected did not move spot. That muted reaction matters for reading the story. This is a regulatory process event, not a market shock. The consequences show up over months in where companies choose to build and list, not in a single session's candles. The stakes for U.S. crypto access. For anyone using crypto in the U.S., the practical question is whether firms get a rulebook they can plan around. A clear framework tends to pull products onshore. Regulated exchanges expand, more tokens get listed under defined rules, and payment and card providers gain the legal footing to serve U.S. customers without guessing which regulator claims jurisdiction. Prolonged limbo does the opposite. It keeps some launches offshore and slows the rollout of consumer products, including the on-ramps and crypto cards that turn holdings into everyday spending. That link is already visible in the market. Bybit only just secured an Austrian e-money license to build payment cards inside the EU's clearer MiCA regime, while U.S.-facing issuers still work around a patchwork of state rules. Regulatory certainty is a competitive input, and right now Europe is shipping it faster than Washington. The path forward. The bill returns to a crowded fall calendar when the Senate reconvenes, competing with spending deadlines and other priorities for floor time. Supporters will need to rebuild momentum they had this week. Opponents get the recess to make their case. The bipartisan work to reach 60 votes, reported earlier this session, still stands as the framework. But the vote count only counts once it reaches the floor. For now, the outcome is simple to state. The Clarity Act is alive, unamended, and parked. The next real signal comes when the Senate returns and leadership decides whether to schedule the vote it just postponed.